This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The legal documents are in place that create the City of Kalamazoo's Foundation for Excellence. The Articles of Incorporation were signed August 25th, 4 days after the Kalamazoo City Commission approved forming the foundation. It's been described as a laboratory in combining philanthropy and municipal finance. Steve Brown is the City of Kalamazoo's coordinator and resource specialist for the Foundation for Excellence. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Gordon.
So if we're looking at this process, which is obviously going to be a long-term thing, what does signing these legal documents mean in terms of how far along we are with the Foundation for Excellence?
Well, it's really the point where we can turn toward engaging a board of directors, which we'll start doing this fall. We currently have two board of directors, which are the mayor, Bobby J. Hopewell, and the city manager, James Ritzma. And we can also kind of elaborate the processes that go into selecting projects for funding that operate with the city and in partnership with the city in fiscal year 18 and moving forward. So we've had this long history since last year of advancing the projects through the city commission, of having a really extensive public comment. We this summer had the Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 strategic vision and master plans approved, which are themselves sort of the framework and the marching orders for what the foundation is primarily going to do. Approved, which means that we can really get down to the nitty-gritty and do the work that we're tasked to do. So it's exciting. It was a big night and a big day following when they signed the papers for all of us.
So as you noted, the mayor and the city manager are two of the members of the board for the Foundation for Excellence. What do we know right now about who else will be on that board in terms of, you know, what the makeup is, where do they come from, city residents, et cetera?
Absolutely. So we know the numbers and the structure. There's going to be 15 board members in total, and that's as per the bylaws and articles of incorporation. Nine of those need to be residents of the city of Kalamazoo. The other, what would that be?
Six
don't necessarily need to be city residents, although they can be. There's eight groups that need to be represented on the board. So those include healthcare, the arts, education, et cetera, business. And then there'll be an at-large city commission member in addition to the mayor and city manager. And so the process for example, electing that at-large board member from the city commission is being determined right now, working with the city clerk and the city attorney to see what's consistent with what has been done in the past to elect city commissioners in special elections or for subcommittees, and what is also very efficient. You know, we don't want to get layer and layer of bureaucracy on top of the board from the get-go. The other members are as yet to be selected. We're working with community stakeholders to try and find the best way to establish those groups that will then be able to come up with a sort of a quorum from voices in the community about who should be represented on the board in those areas of arts and education and business. So we think this fall we'll have a lot more to share on that, and we'll be able to sort of put out the call to the community for people to advance their names or even just express interest to a local organization that's in one of those stakeholder groups.
Do you know yet who will make a decision in terms of who those board members are? Is that process in place yet?
It is. There's discussion with community organizations that can act as that stage in the process. So what will happen is these stakeholder groups, for example, let's say business, we'll find a really towering group in the community that's recognized as an established organization in the business community that can convene a meeting, can convene a number of names and voices and nominations for board members. They'll then go through those and they'll come up with a smaller vetted number of names. Those will pass to a nonprofit community organization, and we're in talks right now with a community foundation. That's no secret at all, the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. And then what they would do is they would select down to one person from each of those groups. So they'd go through their background, they'd go through their conflicts of interest, et cetera, and they'd come up with then a select group of people that they would advance to the city commission that the city commission could then vote on. And they could take them, as I understand it, either as one whole group or they could maybe select people in and out. But at this point, that's where we're at. So it's in the interest of checks and balances. So we've got voices from every level of the community from the very beginning trying to advance people who can then, you know, through these different election cycles, put, you know, interested, capable, excellent people on the board to help shape how the money is going to be spent, shape what the policies are, shape how the goals are aligned with the city and with the public's interest. So there's a lot of layers to it, but it's in the interest of transparency, of checks and balances, and of getting it right each time.
So once this board is in place, mm-hmm. And once the money, assuming it's going to get raised, is raised, we'll get to how that's going to happen in a little bit. Does that mean then, is this board going to have the final say over how that money gets spent, what projects it will go to, et cetera?
So the City Commission, as the elected body, has the final say on how all dollars are spent for our municipal government. So the City Commission is always the last word. How it's structured is that there will be initial meetings in the winter of each year, so that could be before or after the first of each year, that will help align city staff and the goals that our projects need to achieve, which then come from the Imagine Kalamazoo process. We'll align those two things, and we'll give sort of a preview to the City Commission and then to the board so that they can give comment, feedback, they can sort of push on one idea, pull on another idea. Then what staff will do over the first half of the year is come up with the tactics and basically the programs and projects, whether they're capital or operational, that fulfill those. So if we're talking about serving all youth equitably with summer programming in a way that advances their education and maintains their education all summer. So that would be the sort of top-level goal. What we can do is then make sure that the programs that Parks and Rec or KDPS or other institutions are doing fulfill that. And so come fall, when the city's budget is being put together, the Foundation for Excellence item or sort of group of programs and projects would be brought back to the board for approval. And then with their approval, it would then advance to the City Commission that would approve all of the spending. So they are the absolute last word.
So the idea is to try to line up when the foundation is working on the projects that it favors at a time when the City Commission should be working on and then ultimately voting on a city budget?
Absolutely. They are, and it's an important distinction to make, is that it's not, the foundation isn't a separate entity in the traditional sense. So there's a board of directors. It will be incorporated with the state of Michigan, with the IRS. It's called a support organization. So it is in that sense legally unique. It is, though, the entire mission of the organization to support the city of Kalamazoo. That's in the bylaws and the articles of incorporation. So it's really very, very tightly entwined with the city. And the reason for that is that the programs and projects should be operationalized through the city. So that means that what the city's doing will be accentuated and deepened and broadened by the dollars and the goals of the foundation. So the distinction there is that it's not a grant-giving organization. We won't have an open application process for people to write in for support for outside organizations. So having said that, it is definitely the case that they should really be in lockstep, is that as the FFE budget matures, the city's budget is maturing as well, and they should both be approved at the same time. It's cleaner that way, and it's a lot easier for staff and for everybody to just get the work done. So,
and just to, I want to clarify and understand this a little bit. You're saying that ultimately the city is going to have the final say, but we also, in this process, it was determined that people can earmark their donations or restrict them. So does that mean then that the city, how does the city, I guess, work with that? Do they say, well, if somebody has said they wanted to go for this, we're going to find a way to make that work?
So there was some controversy at the City Commission meeting when the idea of restricted funds was brought up. An area expert from the Community Foundation, Carrie Pickett-Irway, was brought in to kind of discuss that traditional Community Foundation standpoint, offered, I thought, a terrific amount of clarity. It was discussed as well among the commissioners and some of the public. I think, to be fair, part of it, I mean, it's a very legitimate question, and it goes to the heart of what is the nature of this project and what are the potential upsides, the potential downsides to the municipal model. On the other hand, I think we were in a way spinning our wheels on a question that didn't really have legs in the first place, and I'll clarify that. So this Foundation for Excellence is entirely existing to support the city of Kalamazoo, and it's entirely existing to align with the goals and strategies of the city of Kalamazoo and its strategic vision document, which is Imagine Kalamazoo. Imagine Kalamazoo was created over 18 months with blood, sweat, and tears from the Community Planning and Development Department. So Laura Lamb, Rebecca Kick, many, many people at Community Planning and Development. So 3,800 people came together, voiced their opinion about what their neighborhood needs, where it should go, what it doesn't have, what it needs to be, what their vision is, what their hope is for their children. That was put together in this document that is really showing us what the strategic vision is for all of our work over the next 10 years in the city, what our goals are, what our objectives are, and to some extent what the measure of success will be. So if someone's going to make a donation to the Foundation for Excellence, it needs to align with all of that information. So if somebody were to come in and say, I think we should support building
a swimming pool,
maybe that aligns, maybe it doesn't, but that's going to be the job of the foundation's board to write a policy that takes care of that. If you want to support a swimming pool, that's entirely possible. We have a swimming pool and that aligns with a number of strategic goals. If somebody came in and said, I think that, everybody needs a helipad in their neighborhood, that probably doesn't align with the goal. And so that donation would, not necessarily be accepted. And this is, all foundations have this, the Red Cross. If you wanted to give to the Red Cross to build an alligator sanctuary, they're going to turn your money down. It's not aligned with what they do. So the checks and balances are also very important between staff, the board, and the city commission. So, like I say, I think it was a very, very valid question, and it's something that we have to be vigilant about moving forward. But I didn't see it as any kind of a threat or really a criticism with very much, very many teeth.
What can people expect once the campaign truly gets underway to raise $500 million?
Yeah, that's in the works. It's our understanding from the main donors that and their co-chairs for the campaign that they'll take the lead. And so I think a substantial amount of money will come from the co-chairs themselves.
And this is Bill Johnston.
Bill Johnston and Bill Parfett, as well as their network. So however that gets, looked at is I think to be decided. The city is there in a support role, which means that we'll provide really any assets, printed, video, human resource assets that can help them achieve that goal, and we'll do everything we can to help them achieve the goal. So that could also include, site tours for potential donors, people who want to see what's it actually look like in Kalamazoo for jobs, for youth, for families, for public safety, for parks, for arts. We'll absolutely align, convene groups so that people can really see where their money would go and where it's needed as well. So we're there as a champion and in a powerful support role for that campaign. But what people shouldn't expect is that we'll be competing with existing foundations. We're really sensitive to the existing array of very successful nonprofits and foundations in the community. And we shouldn't expect that you'll see, flashy television commercials anytime soon for the Foundation for Excellence. So.
But you raised something that I have heard from nonprofits, which is, we're going to be trying to raise money and now there's this $500 million campaign and in a lot of ways, it's the thing that's getting a lot of attention right now. So maybe it takes attention away from other things. How does the city successfully raise the money, but as you say, not compete with nonprofits, which are facing their own financial struggles right now?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is, from the city standpoint is to do the work, right? So we've got our goals and we want to achieve them consistently with a very, very high level of success and quality. Every year, every day in and day out when we show up for work. So that's our top priority. And like I say, we're there to support the fundraising efforts. I think that since alignment among major donors already exists, there's, cause for concern because that's just sort of human nature. But I think that there's plenty of fail-safes there to make sure that there's not conflicts of interest for fundraising. So.
Is this an experiment in some ways that you have a local government which, like many local governments in the state of Michigan right now, looks at its finances every year and says, things are getting tighter. We've had to let people go. We don't have as many people working for the city as we once did. And so now the idea is to maybe find another source of funding. Is that something that is happening in other places? And can the city of Kalamazoo look there and say, if we do it like this, it will probably turn out okay?
It absolutely is an experiment, and in the best possible sense of the word. So it began with the Blue Ribbon Revenue Panel in 2015 under then-new city manager Jim Ritzma. And the goal there was to say, we're going to look this problem right in the face, and we have a structural budget deficit, which is A, partially due to shortfalls in local revenue, but two, also in large part due to the broken municipal finance system, which means that the revenue sharing from the state isn't reaching cities and hasn't for quite a long time, and in the foreseeable future probably won't reach the cities. So how do we address that? And how do we also make ourselves more competitive, right? Our tax rates were higher than our adjacent communities and higher than sort of the bars and metrics for the state level to make us competitive for people to locate here and for businesses to locate here. So what came out of that was an unattractive solution or potential solution, which was a kind of a tax, you know, whether it be property or income in the city of Kalamazoo. And that was deemed to really just be, you know, it would be negative for people and it'd be negative politically for the powers that be. So the solution that was come up with was this entire idea of donating money to a foundation that would support the city. And so in that sense, it is absolutely an experiment. It hasn't really in this sense been tried before. There are funds in New York and LA that are still being funded and built that sort of support the cities. But this is intertwined with the city's finances in the sense that it's patching the budget deficit, which is about $3.8 million per year. And it's allowing for lowering the mills from 19.2705 to 12. So very boring numbers, but that means that if you own a house or property in the city of Kalamazoo, you received a letter this summer saying, here's your lower property taxes. And that's great news for everybody. It'll be at that same rate next year. So that means that your property taxes are now lowered in this, you know, as far as the city's tax rate is concerned. There are, of course, other taxes that apply to properties. But so it's an experiment in that regard. And I think that's what's exciting about it is we get to look at organizations all across the country and we get to say, so you're a foundation in Detroit, you're a foundation in Baltimore, you're a foundation in Philadelphia. What is your goal and how have you achieved that over the years and how can we learn from you? So when we talk about this potentially being a model, that's not even in our thinking right now. We're just saying the first step to success in anything is you ask the right questions and you humbly approach the challenges at hand. So we're saying, how can we do the work well? How can we invent this process and this workflow and these relationships within the city, some of them existing, some of them new, so that they really, you know, not only work well, but work well in the long term. If that works, and we really, really hope that it does, and we think we've got the right talent and the right people and the right resources to make it work, it'd be fantastic if we started getting calls from different cities to say, you know, how did this work? Is this something that would be right for us? To the broader question of what our cities nationally face, that's an enormous question. And I think, you know, the hope for any city is that the existing processes and systems that they have to fund the things that make their cities work and that help give them civilization at the local level, that those continue. I mean, nobody, I think, really wants to have to radically reinvent the funding model for a city. But this offers, you know, a chance to sort of see what this looks like and see how it works.
You mentioned that there was consideration of another tax, and the idea that was thrown out at one point was a city income tax, which would have triggered a drop in the property tax rate. Why is it important to get the property tax rate down? Is that an effort to get people to move in and be residents? Is it an effort to get more businesses to set up shop here? Is it both of those?
It's both of those. It makes us competitive with our nearest neighbors in the region. So if you're a business and you want to, you know, erect a property, what are you going to pay long term? What's your long term liability of your tax liability for that property? If, you know, I just relocated here a year ago and I'm looking at a starter home, it'd be my first one. So it really does make a difference if I was going to live here or in any of the surrounding communities. I mean, of course, I'd never think of living outside of Kalamazoo. I walk to work. It's absolutely terrific to live right downtown. But it's a big incentive, I think, when you're on a budget and you're looking at, you know, getting a house in downtown. A couple hundred bucks twice a year makes a big difference to a lot of people. I know it does to me. So it also adds to the sense that change is happening and that the good things are afoot in the city of Kalamazoo. I think it's just great for the reputation that we're moving in the right direction. We've got the right questions in our minds and we're coming up with some of the right answers, yeah.
Steve Brown, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Gordon. Great to be here.
Steve Brown is the City of Kalamazoo's coordinator and resource specialist for the Foundation for Excellence. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.